今日有很多新的嘗試啊。
I noticed that our choir got a little younger this morning.
發現我們的詩班越來越後生。
No, and,
they're just getting older and older.
Oh, okay.
That's us.
And I also have a PowerPoint for you in bilingual.
今天也有首先嘗試用雙語的叫 PowerPoint 不知叫什
麼。I want to thank Michelle for helping me out with this.
那我多謝有人幫我翻譯的。
So let me pray before we start.
用眼一齊禱告。
Father, thank you for giving us this time to come together to worship you this morning.
天父，多謝你俾我哋有時間可以一齊嘅去敬拜你。
As we listen to your word, my only desire is that I would help to allow the scripture to speak to the audience this morning.
当我去听见你嘅话语嘅时候，我祷告你父神，就容让唯独容让你这话语向在众会中去讲说话。
And I pray that our hearts will be open to receive your word.
求你让我哋嘅心敞开去欢迎你这话语。
I also want to pray for Brother Wilson this morning as he is leaving to work in a faraway land.
我哋今朝早上特别为我哋当中嘅弟兄嚟祷告，因为佢要去到远方嘅地方去工作。
I pray that you will look after him, Lord.
我求你啊，父神，去亲自嘅去照看顾佢。
That wherever he may go, he will draw closer to you.
无论佢到边一度，父神都容让佢与你更加亲近。
And that you will give him success in what he does.
更加让佢所作嘅功喺你面前蒙悦纳。
I pray all this in Jesus' name.
我奉基督嘅名字祈求，阿门。
Amen. Amen.So it's great to be standing here before you a week after our celebration of Easter.
能够在复活主日之后的一个星期，在大家面前去讲述神的话语，是我的荣幸。
My objective this morning is to further solidify our understanding of the importance of God's grace given to us through Jesus Christ.
今天我的目标是希望再一次去巩固我们对神的认识，特别去认识到神的恩典。
And that no one, no matter how good and righteous they seem to us, will be able to attain eternal life through their works alone.
无论我们是几咁嘅好，或者我们几咁嘅公义，我们无论是咩嘢都好，我们都不能去靠住自己去得着永远嘅生命。
By the same token, no matter who you are and what you have done with your life thus far,
同样嘅，无论我们是边一个，或者我们做过啲咩嘅工作。
You can still have eternal life through Jesus Christ by having a relationship with Him.
我哋同樣嘅可以透過主耶穌嘅緣故，以致我能夠得著永恆嘅生命。
I'm going to make my point by comparing and contrasting the characters from the two stories in the Gospel of Luke that you may have heard of.
今天早上我特別嘅想嘗試從路加福音裏邊嘅兩個嘅人物嘅裏邊去幫大家去相比。以致能够认识我正话想讲嗰个嘅重点。
One is a story about a rich young ruler, and the other is a story of Zacchaeus.
一个系有关于呢一个嘅有钱嘅官，另一个系关于撒该嘅故事。
The picture you see before you obviously are not the picture of the characters in the Bible.
大家喺面前见到嘅嗰两个人，当然同圣经里面讲嗰两个人完全唔同啦。
But my intention in using these present-day characters is for us to possibly experience the impact of seeing these individuals through the eyes of the first-century audience who were listening and participating in Jesus' story.
不過今次我介紹呢兩個人，係希望透過呢兩個人嘅簡介嘅裏邊，去幫大家明白喺第一世紀嘅時候，當主耶穌用呢兩個講呢兩個故事嘅時候，呢兩個人嘅身份係點樣。
A person to your left is Mark Zuckerberg. He is a type of our rich young ruler.
在大家的畫面裡面看到的這個叫麥克朱克伯洛，他同樣都是在今時今日裡面一個很有錢的有權有勢的一個年輕人。
He launched the famous social networking website called Facebook while he was still a student at Harvard.With his fellow students.
当他在年轻仲系喺哈佛大学做紧学生嘅时候，佢开展咗一个社交网站叫做 Facebook.
His worth is estimated at $46 billion, as of December 2015, and he is only 32 years old.
他雖然今年只不過是32歲，但是我們相信他已經擁有4億6000萬的身家。
But in order to properly portray the rich young ruler in the Bible, I need to further add to Mark's credentials.
但為了要突顯出聖經裡面講到這個年輕的官的身份，我要再講多些關於Mark 的故事。
Not only is Mark rich and brilliant young leader,
不單止馬克是一個很聰明和很醒目的一個年輕人，
but he is also a religiously devout person who sincerely tried to follow the laws of the Old Testament from his childhood.
他更加是一個很敬虔去敬拜神的人，他在他幼年開始他已經緊守的去遵守住十戒的戒命。
Let's face it, Mark represents true example of a successful human whose life we all envy.
讓我們去承認，其實 Mark 是我們眾人都很希望能夠達至的那個形象。
I wonder how members of our church would receive him if he came to our church.
我們想像如果今天的早上 Mark 來到這個教會的時候，大家會怎樣的歡迎迎接他來到呢？
What if he attended our church?
如果他今天來到我們當中跟我們一起敬拜，
Do you think he could serve as a role model for our young people?
大家會不會覺得其實他可能可以是我們年輕人或者小朋友中間的那個的榜樣呢？
Would we have him teach in our Sunday schools?
我們又會否請他在主日學裡面去教下書呢？
Would we oppose him if he was to date our daughters?
又或者你會不會希望他會有一天去做我的女的男朋友？
A person on your right is Joaquin Guzman, also known as El Chapo.
另一個在畫面大家看到的就是譯名叫做華金古茲曼，又或者叫做肥仔肥佬。
El Chapo means a shorty in Spanish.
El Chapo 这个是一个的 Spanish， 即是西班牙话意思，即是矮仔意思。
He is a type of our Zacchaeus.
他跟这个撒该有得相比了。
You probably never heard of him, and that is understandable because he's not famous in the way Mr. Zuckerberg was.
大家可能沒什麼聽過他的名字，因為其實他不是那麼出名的，特別如果相比起朱克伯格的話，其實他一點都不出名。
But he was rich.
但是他很有錢。
And he made his money by being the biggest drug lord in the world.
因為其實他是全球裡面最大的一個毒枭。
Let me give you a brief history lesson about tax collectors during Jesus' time and why someone like El Chapo would be comparable to them.
容讓我講些少咧，關於當日税吏嘅身份，以至咧大家可以明白到多啲咧同古茲曼嘅相似嘅地方。
Romans had a certain tax policy within the conquered territories.
喺羅馬嘅世界裏邊，佢哋有一啲嘅條例嘅佢哋管轄嘅地方嘅一啲條例。
In order to collect taxes against the people who reside in their territories,
如果要去在他们的地方里面去收税的话呢，
taxes for individual properties and their income,
他们呢可以收地产物业税啦，又可以收你的利得税啦，收入税啦。
Taxes for using the main roads and harbors and markets and everything else, they would assess a certain figure.
他们又可以在街市那里买送菜的时候又收你税，过路的时候又可以收你税，他们可以随意根据他想收的税率来收你的税。
Then they would invite a bidding war, and the highest bidder would be given the job of collecting taxes for the empire.
然后呢，罗马的帝国呢就会去大家叫大家投标了，投标最高的那个呢就可以有这个收税的权利。
For these tax collectors collecting for Rome, they made money by charging more money than what Rome would require, and it easily turned into abuse and extortion.
咁呢啲税吏咧就可以按佢嘅心意咧，去根据佢想收嘅钱，收多过罗马制定嘅钱，以至到佢可以赚多啲，所以就跟住咧有多嘅剥削嘅情况出现啦。
Obviously, there was no media or public announcements, so people didn't know what they had to pay, and so tax collectors fed off of these people.
咁更加啦，當時係冇 電視噶嘛，又冇宣傳噶嘛，乜都冇噶嘛。咁所以其實嗰啲税利想收多啲，收點樣收法係任得佢意思嘅，因為你冇辦法去相比其他地方收幾多錢嘅。
Tax collectors were looked upon with such disdain in the society. They were classified together with robbers and murderers.
所以當時嘅税吏係看為一啲好被厭惡嘅行業，咁所以咧就同當時嘅嗰啲強盜啊、殺人犯啊都有相比嘅。
They were also considered the traitors of their nation and the people.
啊，佢哋甚至乎咧係自誒出賣自己民族啊，係誒。出賣自己的民族。
Consequently, our El Chapo or Zacchaeus would not be permitted to come to our church because in those days, tax collectors were not allowed into the synagogue.
所以我們相信撒該或者這個古芝麻是不會被歡迎進入我們的教會，也不會歡迎去進入到猶太的敬拜的地方。
This is a background scene for our stories today.
這個是我們今天故事裡面的一些背景。
I hope you're able to understand the chasm between these two individuals and how people of their time viewed them and how controversial it would have been for Jesus, who was the teacher of the law, to invite himself to home of someone like Zacchaeus.
我希望这个的小小的比对帮大家明白当时这两个人的身份，也特别的他可以突显出主耶稣邀请他们进入 去敬拜，或者他们 去跟随神的时候那个 的矛盾。
So let me start with a rich young ruler.
让我开始的时候先来讲这个有钱的官。
He was important enough to be mentioned in all three Gospels.
其实他的事迹是特别很重要，因为其实在三本的福音书里面都有提及到这个有钱的官。
But he was never given a name.
但是大家会留意，在圣经里面我们从来都不知道究竟这个富有的官他名字叫什么。
Some scholars speculate that he was a ruler of a synagogue.
有啲嘅学者研究，其实可能佢系一个嘅会堂里边嘅官。
Others say he was a member of Sanhedrin, which is a religious council for Jewish people.
甚至乎亦都有人相信咧，其实可能佢系犹太公会会堂里边嘅一个嘅官。
A Sanhedrin was equivalent to today's Supreme Court of Canada.
其实他这个身份就即相等于今天我们的大法官的身份。
But one thing was certain, he was well versed in the law.
我们很清楚看到这件事，他在法律界里面是享有盛名的。
This young man saw Jesus as someone wise enough to provide an answer to his struggle to acquire eternal life.
这个年轻的官很清楚知道，主耶稣是能够答他一个他困惑了很久的一个问题。
Jesus clearly knew who this young man was and what he wanted. We can also be certain Jesus knew what was in this young man's heart.
主耶稣亦都好清，我哋亦都好体会到主耶稣明白呢个年轻嘅官嘅需要啲咩嘢。我哋都相信其实主耶稣系有咗呢一个年轻官要问嘅问题嘅答案。
When Jesus answered this young man's question,
当到耶稣答佢呢个问题嘅时候咧
，He quotes from some of the laws of the Ten Commandments.
他是引用到十诫里面一些的引用十诫来去答他的问题。
And I want to show you.
那我跟着是想在这里告诉大家，给大家看看。
This is the Ten Commandments.
这个呢就是十诫里面的石板。
Ten Commandments that God gave to Moses can be divided up into two sections.
在十诫里面，当上帝将十诫颁发给摩西的时候，十诫里面讲到嘅系两个唔同嘅方，系两个大嘅方向。
First sections are first four commandments, which provides our dealings with God.
头嗰四个嘅诫命特别讲到系我哋同神嘅关系。
Second section is next six laws, which provides the basis for decent life in our interaction with other people.
跟住嘅六条嘅诫命系讲到系我哋同人之间嘅相处一啲嘅。
As you can see from the PowerPoint, the law Jesus quotes are from the second section, and if you carefully read through them, you will notice their negative commands in a form of not to do.
我哋如果特别睇嘅话，我哋就发现其实主耶稣同呢个年轻官嘅对话嘅里边，特别就系指到后者嘅六条嘅诫命，而六条嘅诫命重点嘅就系话俾人知唔可以做啲咩嘢。
I'm sorry, the laws are the ones that are underlined that Jesus quotes.
我们特别是将到原文讲到耶稣引用的法条 的法例，我是将它画了一条线在底下。
All of them are negative except one, which is honoring your parents.
在这六条的诫命里面，每一条其实都是从个负面的角度里面去看，除了去讲到要孝敬父母之外。
Now let's think about this for a moment. If we are really strict with just the letter of the law and his commands,
让我们去看清楚，如果你呢，是真的紧紧地跟随这个法例里面的要求的话呢，
I believe that there may be some of us who may make the claim that this young man had made.
我们相信可能在座我们中间都会跟这个年轻的官所说的话是类似的。
That is, we may not commit adultery.
就正如那个官这样说，我没有犯过奸淫。
Or murder.
我亦都冇杀过人。
We may not have stolen from others.
我亦都咧可能系冇偷窃过。
And we didn't give false testimony against others.
我亦都咧冇去作过假见证。
And we may have actually honored our parents throughout our lives.
我更加嘅可能系我一生嘅里边，我都孝敬我嘅父母。
But as you can see by what Jesus said, that is not how you interpret these laws.
但是当我们看主耶稣的回答的时候，他说到这个不是我们去怎么展译圣经的方法。
One of the most important contributions of Jesus when it comes to the law of the Old Testament was the fact that he brought clarity by illuminating God's motivation for giving the law.
当我们细察去看论主耶稣他怎么去展译圣经的说话 的法例的时候，我们看见的是那个背后那个心思是什么东西。
Jesus taught us the spirit of the law that explained the letter of the law.
我们看到主耶稣讲到的是那个法律里面的精义的解法。
And he succinctly categorized all of the laws into two categories, and Ten Commandments fits perfectly into these categories, as you can see in PowerPoint.
好撮要嘅，去将呢个十诫演绎成为呢两个嘅诫命，去将到佢整个嘅精髓介绍咗出嚟。
As you are reading them, we can clearly see that the fulfillment of the law God gave us can only be achieved within the context of a relationship.
当我哋再细致睇到主耶稣引用嘅嗰个嘅说话嘅时候，我哋更加睇见其实呢两个嘅要求重点的是讲到关系的问题。
God calls us to love him.
神呼召我们去爱他。
How can we love someone we don't know?
我们怎么可以去爱一个不认识的人呢？
So God's intention was through the law to come to know who he is.
所以主透过这个的法例，透过这个条例里面，去要求我们去认识我们这个去爱的人。
Once we knew him,
当我们去爱他的时候，当我们去认识他的时候，
we will know how he loved us, and we will love him with all that we are.
我们就晓得怎么去爱，也都晓得怎么去尽我的心所有的一切去爱我们的神。
And out of that love will flow our relationship with one another.
也都源于这份爱的缘故，以致我们也都晓得怎么去爱其他的人。
And if that doesn't happen,
如果这个并没有发生的话呢，
we will see through the result of older son's story in a prodigal son what happens.
如果冇发生嘅话，我哋要睇见呢个正正就同喺浪子回头里边嘅大儿子情况一模一样啦。
In that story,
喺度嗰个故事嘅里边
，older son lives with his father and works for him all his life.
大儿子同佢父亲一齐生活，一生嘅里边去为佢爸爸工作。
But we find that he never understands his father's heart and does not love him.
但我哋发觉其实大儿子唔认识佢爸爸、佢父亲嘅心怀，更加冇爱佢嘅父亲。
In fact, he despises him.
相反嘅，佢睇低佢爸爸。
Now I want to tell you a story about what father desires from his children.
我想喺啲女嚟讲些少关于一个父亲期望佢仔女嘅一个故事。
As you know, I have four children.
你都知道，其實我有四個嘅仔女。
They bring incredible challenges to both my wife and I when it comes to raising them.
喺養育我呢四個仔女嘅時候，俾我同我太太有好大嘅挑戰，亦都俾我哋有好大嘅滿足。
But for these guys, there are some advantages to having many siblings.
但係咧，其實有四個兄弟姊妹，其實都係有佢哋好特別、好好嘅一個 的地方的。
One thing we have witnessed in their lives is that no matter where we go, they always seem comfortable and secure with each other instead of feeling insecure, lonely, or anxious.
我們發覺其實無論我們去到哪裡，這四兄妹其實都會常常覺得他們很喜歡走在一起，大家很有那份安全感，他們很喜歡一起玩在一起。
And they're always able to play together on the spot.
原來我說了下一句了。
As a parent, there are many things we wish for in their lives, but one desire that we have above all is that they would continue to love and support each other as long as they live.
作為父母，當然我有很多很多不同的期望，但一個最重要的期望就是希望他們在他們一生有生之日，他們的四兄弟姊妹都會互相的深深的相愛。
Especially with Moses, because he really needs them.
特別在我們當中有Moses，我們的兒子，他因為他特別需要的是那份的關愛。
And if they ever settle for, I am a good brother or sister because I don't harm other siblings, I would be extremely broken and disappointed.
但如果他的兒子告訴我，行了吧，我會很愛他們，我會因為認識他們的緣故，我就會繼續認識他們了。
God is a father just like me, but his children are all the people in the world because he created them.
作為正話講到是我作為父親，同樣嘅睇見上帝嘅時候，佢作為一個父親，佢嘅仔女就係我哋每一個在世上嘅人。
Consequently, we're all siblings living together in the world.
我們亦都就是互相的時候，亦都就是互相作為兄弟姊妹一樣。
God has created for us.
是神創造了很多兄弟姊妹給我們。 And
as you are aware, our world is not exactly balanced.
而你也發覺其實這個世界不是一個那麼協調的世界。
We have trouble losing our weight and have to force ourselves to eat less, while other people in other parts of the world are starving to death.
我們可能一方面我們在這裡要很努力的去減肥，以致我們不用那麼過重，但另一方面在世界另一邊裡面，卻有人飢荒以致到餓死。Therefore,
if you were to truly satisfy God, our Father's heart,
如果我們真的滿足於神的心懷的話,
and His desire for our lives and live to please Him,
我們更加的竭力的願意去過一個去滿足祂的心懷, 去討個喜悅的生活的話呢?
And this is how we live perfectly according to God's plan.
這個就是主耶穌他的計劃，他願意我們怎樣的過生活的方法。
Father would depend on us to love our siblings sacrificially through our actions with one another and not just be satisfied with not harming each other.
神不會滿意於我們不去傷害其他人，相反地，祂是願意我們好像這個經文裡面講到的，去願意的去無條件地奉獻出來，去照顧我們其他有需要的肢體。Rich
young ruler felt that he observed the law by not harming others.
這個富有的官，他覺得自己可以得了永生的原因，是因為他相信自己沒有傷害過其他人。
But God's law desires more because it is his heart.
然而神的法例要求的是更加深，因为他要求的是神他自己的心怀。
And God had demonstrated this love for us.
而神他自己也活出了他对这个要求那份的，对这份爱的要求。
He gave his own son to die a brutal and horrific death on the cross in order to save us from our sin and our eternal death.
因着我们的罪的缘故，因着我们这个永恒的死的缘故，他愿意牺牲自己的儿子，死在十字架上，为我们来代罪。
And so this is what Jesus means when he told a rich young ruler, if you want to be perfect.
所以主耶稣是很正确的，他就讲到给这个有钱的官听，告诉他，如果你要跟随我的时候，你需要的。
And what Jesus demanded from the rich young ruler would have been appropriate for two reasons. As I've already explained, first part of law required rich young ruler to love God with all that he is and has.
去尽佢嘅心，尽佢所有嘅咁样爱神。
God comes first, and nothing else can compete with Him, not even wealth.
首先嘅系神佢自己，冇任何一样嘢可以同神相比，就算系富有都唔可以与神相比。
Second part of the law required him to love his neighbor as himself.
第二喺法律里边，第二个要求就系要爱邻舍如同爱自己。
And simply not harming them is never going to be enough.
唔去伤害其他人，唔足够去满足。
He needed to sacrificially act in his love toward his neighbors, which would include the poor who happened to be his brother or sister in God's eyes.
要求的是我们有那份无私愿意奉献的爱，而对这个，而对，对象可能就是我们那些有困乏的兄弟，的肢体兄弟。
However, the most important motivation for Jesus' challenge of the rich young ruler is seen in the passage of Mark.
更加的其实背后那个的 动力其实我们可以在马可福音里面看得见。
As you can see in the underline, Jesus' challenge to rich young ruler was motivated by Jesus' love for him.
我们看见主耶稣那份的要求的动力源于的是耶稣那份的爱。
Jesus promised him eternal reward and invited to follow him.
耶稣邀请这个年轻人的官去跟随他。
He did not make this request to test him, nor was Jesus enjoy taking away what Jesus knew rich young ruler depended on.
不是因为主耶稣要去试探他，又或者要拿走这个官最喜欢有的东西。
This is not what God does.
这个不是神要做事的方法。
Jesus made the request so that he can give himself who is eternal life.And which is precisely what the rich young ruler was seeking for.
相反地，主耶稣的要求为的是要令到这个官能够得着永恒的生命。这个也都正正就是这个官所想得到的永生的奥秘。
I want us to take notice that in the mind of Jesus, the decision between rich young ruler's wealth and Jesus himself was not even remotely comparable.
我想大家强调的就是，其实这个官所寻找的和耶稣要求的是两个根本不能相比的。
Because while wealth may be useful here in this world, there are no poor or rich in the world to come.
原因是因为虽然在世上可能富有好像很重要，但是在天家的里头，永恒的国度的里面，其实我们没有贫穷和富有这个问题。
Wealth is temporary, Jesus is forever.
富有是短暂的，然而主耶稣一生永远永恒的故事。
So in the end, there is no debate.
所以去到最后根本是没有东西可以 相比所以去讨论的。
There are no questions or suggestions or compromises.
所以在当中是没有任何的问题，也都没有任何的可以compromise, 可以相确的余地。
Rich young ruler knew he could not meet the demand of the law because his desire for the wealth surpassed his desire for God,And his law.
我们在这里很清楚看见，其实这个少年的，这个有钱的官，很清楚看见他爱的是银的，是富有，他要求的是富有多过要求有耶稣。
So he turns away from eternal life himself, deeply sad and distressed.
所以他唯有忧忧愁愁的离开了他想选择的那个永生的道路。
And there is no repentance for him today.
亦都直至到今日，佢亦都冇呢个悔改嘅余地。
Now we turn to our second character, Zacchaeus.
容让我哋去睇撒该嘅故事。
As we listen to the story, one fact stands out in comparison to the rich young ruler.
当我哋睇到撒该故事嘅时候，有一个好重要嘅一个嘅事实系标志咗出嚟嘅。
This person has a name.
呢个人系有名嘅。
There is very little doubt that he had heard the reputation of Jesus as friends of tax sinners and tax collectors.
我们不需要怀疑，我们很知道其实撒该是认识主耶稣，认识主耶稣是一个税吏或者是一个的罪人的朋友。
And as we see in the scripture, Zacchaeus' only desire is to get a glimpse of Jesus.
我们看见在经文里面看见撒该的期望就是愿意去能够一眼的看看耶稣是怎样。
We see how important this was to Zacchaeus as well as we see him climbing up the sycamore tree, neglecting his dignity as a chief tax collector.
特别我哋睇见 当到撒该虽然他自己是一个的税吏长，但是他愿意放低他自己身份的一切，爬上这一棵的桑树里面去看看耶稣。
For him, there are no religious questions. There isn't any agenda. He just wants to see Jesus.
在撒该的里面，其实他没有任何的问题要问，他甚至乎也没有特别的事需要去查考，他唯一盼望的就是能够一闭耶稣究竟是哪一个。
Once again, we can assume Jesus knows what is in Zacchaeus' heart, and he approaches him on a tree and invites himself to Zacchaeus' house.
我们在这里可以无可置疑地相信主耶稣认识这个撒该是谁，而他都愿意甘心乐意去来到探望撒该，去到家里面去看。
Do you notice when it comes to Zacchaeus, Jesus didn't demand anything from him?
不知道大家有没有留意到，其实当我们讲到撒该的故事的时候，主耶稣其实并没有要求撒该任何一样东西。
When surrounding people heard Jesus' comments, they were murmuring why Jesus would go to such sinners' home.
相反地，当啲众人听见耶稣佢嘅对话嘅时候，啲人反而喺度窃窃私语嘅，喺度怀疑紧点解耶稣要选择要去到撒该嘅屋企。
Because during Jesus' time and even now in the Middle Eastern culture,A table fellowship carried a great social significance.
因为当时甚至到现在我们都很看见，其实在饭桌上面谁人跟你一起吃饭，其实那个代表是一个社交的一个生活的形态。
As Zacchaeus hears them, he responds to Jesus by saying half of his position he would give to the poor, and he would also pay back fourfold if he had cheated anybody of anything.
所以当到撒该听见啲人咁嘅窃窃私语嘅时候，撒该嘅回应就系：我要将我嘅一半分俾穷人。若我偷取咗边个人嘅嘢，我会四倍嘅奉还。
If you see the laws in the Old Testament below, you can see that payback of fourfold was required only if robbery, not taking taxes, but robbery was deliberate and violent act of destruction.
我们发觉如果我们回到旧约里面看见圣经要求四倍偿还的情况是怎样呢，就是唯有当你去抢夺了 Oops, you take away my slide.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
就是唯有当你去抢劫或者造成破坏的暴力行为的时候，你就要四倍的奉还。
Otherwise,
如果不是呢，
he would only have to pay double or one fifth.
如果不是你只是需要去双倍奉还的，或者呢在原价里面再加上五分之一就已经可以了。
In my opinion, this fact further demonstrates Zacchaeus' transformed heart.
这个更加让我去看见清楚撒该他那个已经转化了的生命是怎样。
When Jesus hears Zacchaeus' statement, Jesus declares that salvation has come to Zacchaeus' home.
所以无怪乎主耶稣听见撒该的对话的时候，他就宣告说这个救恩今天已经临到撒该的家。
He is not making a future promise.
主耶稣不是在讲将来的一个应许。
He is stating the present fact that salvation had already come to Zacchaeus.
相反地，主耶稣讲的是一个事实，就是当时现在要发生的事情，就是救恩现在已经临到撒该。
I believe we can safely deduce Jesus is inviting Zacchaeus to fellowship with him, broad acceptance Zacchaeus looking for from someone who was important to Zacchaeus.
我们在这里看见其实主耶稣在这里讲的是一个他和他建立一个关系，这个联系已经出现了。
This acceptance in turn brings transformation in Zacchaeus' heart in the form of changes in his disposition toward the wealth.
就是主耶稣接纳这个人的缘故，以至到撒该生命就在那里去转化了过来，以至到今天我们看见他生命里面的改变和行为里面的改变。
We have to remember that Zacchaeus would not have been in his predicamentof being the subject of intense hatred and isolation by his own people if he didn't love and pursue wealth above all else. And when he was willing to voluntarily give his wealth to the poor, that fact indicated his complete change of heart.
我们看见其实撒该那个生命里面的改变，他其实他讲到他愿意去将双倍或者四倍奉还的时候，其实那个讲的就是撒该生命里面已经有完全的转变了过来，以至他有这个动力去改变他要做的事。
In Christian term, we call this repentance.
在基督教的術語裡面, 我們講到這個就是悔改。
Zacchaeus fulfilled what rich young ruler could not, because the love and acceptance of God through Jesus had entered into Zacchaeus' heart.
我們看見這個轉化並沒有在這個富有的官裡面發生, 是因為其實主耶穌這份的愛, 這個能力已經進入了撒該, 改變了他的生命。
You read in the book of James, faith without work is dead.
我們在亞各書裡面講到, 如果沒有行為的信心是死的。
And I believe this is a classic example of that truth.
這個也就是, 這個道理裡面一個好的彰顯的例證。
If there is a genuine conversion or transformation, it is accompanied by evidence of works.
如果有真正的生命的轉化改變的時候, 這個是會有行為的一個顯彰的。
In conclusion, following are the lessons I believe we have learned from today's stories.
所以總結我相信我們在今天這個故事裡面有以下一些的學習。
First part, as you can see,
第一,首先我們看見的,
I want to summarize by saying, God knows what is in our heart.
我想要強調的就是,神其實很知道我們心裡的思念。
We cannot deceive God.
我們不能夠蒙騙上帝。
And God sincerely desires that all of us come to Him and be saved.
神亦都切切的渴望我們回到祂裡面,以致我能夠得著那個救恩。
Secondly, Jesus is the only way to salvation, and we just can't earn it through merit of our works.
第二件事我們看見的就是耶穌是得救的唯一的途徑。 我們沒有辦法靠著自己的能力,靠著自己所做的一切,以致能夠改變我們與神的關係。
We need to rely on God's grace to have a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
我們需要靠賴著基督這個救恩,以致我們能夠有這個關係。
Finally, transformation of our heart.
第三件事是講到我們心裡的改變,
which is a center and core of our being,
這是我們最重要的核心,
occurs when we experience Jesus.
當我們經歷神的時候, 當我們經歷耶穌的時候, 我們這個核心的價值就會改變。
And it is in our relationship with Jesus, the door for the eternal kingdom opens for us, where we can freely enjoy the benefits of the kingdom.
當我們有這個關係的時候, 這個大門自會打開, 以致我能夠可以享受天國裡面那份的福樂。
So as I said earlier,
就正如我開始的時候去講到,
I want to conclude,
我想在這裡去總結的,
by repeating,
去重複我最後講過的說話,
No matter how good and righteous people seem to us, or you seem to yourself,
無論我們看似是多麼的公義或者多麼的做得好,
you will never be able to satisfy God's demands.
我們是永遠沒有辦法能夠符合到上帝那份的要求。
And no matter who you are and what you have done in your life thus far,
無論我們這一生裡面做過什麼或者有什麼身份都好,
you can have eternal life through Jesus Christ by having a relationship with Him.
我們亦都唯有的就是透過同神有這份的關係,同主耶穌有這個關係的緣故, 我們才能夠得著永恆的生命。
I pray that we may all choose Jesus.
我祈求的是我們每個人都選擇有耶穌。
Let's pray.
所以讓我們一起禱告。